This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of chordoma from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. A chordoma is a malignant tumor of primitive notochordal origin that is slow-growing and frequently misdiagnosed as low back pain. Again, a chordoma is a malignant tumor of primitive notochordal origin that is slow-growing and frequently misdiagnosed as low back pain. As far as epidemiology, a chordoma is the most common primary malignant spinal tumor in adults. There is a 3-to-1 male-to-female ratio and usually occurs in patients over 50 years old. With respect to location, 50% occur in the sacrum and coccyx, 35% in the spheno-occipital region, and 15% in the mobile spine. As far as the pathoanatomy, a chordoma forms from malignant transformation in residual notochordal cells, resulting in its midline location. With respect to prognosis of chordomas, metastatic disease is seen in 30 to 50% of cases. This typically occurs late in the course of the disease, so long-term follow-up is required. Chordomas may spread to lungs and rarely to bone. As far as survival, 60% of patients have a 5-year survival, and only 25% have long-term survival. Local extension of chordomas may be fatal. As far as symptoms, patients with chordomas present with an insidious onset of pain that may be mistaken for low back pain or hip pain. With respect to neurologic symptoms, patients often complain of bowel or bladder changes. Sensory deficits are actually rare due to the distal nature of the tumor. Gastrointestinal symptoms may include constipation or fecal incontinence. On physical exam, motor deficits are rare because most lesions are at S1 or distal, while bowel and bladder changes are common, as we mentioned. A rectal exam is important in these patients as more than 50% of sacral chordomas are palpable on rectal exam. With respect to imaging, radiographs are often difficult to see chordoma lesions on due to overlying bowel gas. CT will show midline bone destruction and soft tissue masses. Calcifications are often present within the soft tissue lesion. MRI is bright on T2 and useful to evaluate soft tissue extension. With respect to biopsy, a transrectal biopsy is contraindicated. On gross appearance, chordomas are lobular and gelatinous. Histology is characterized by foamy, vacuolated, physalliferous cells that grow in distinct nodules. Histochemical staining is keratin positive, which is important to distinguish from chondrosarcoma, which is not keratin positive. In addition, chordomas are weakly S100 positive. So again, chordomas are keratin positive and weakly S100 positive. Treatment for chordomas can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes radiation treatment, which is indicated for inoperable tumors. Operative management involves wide-margin surgical resection plus or minus radiation, and this is standard of care in most patients. As far as the technique, you must be willing to sacrifice sacral nerve roots to obtain adequate surgical margins, and make sure to add radiation if that margin is not achieved. With respect to outcomes, long-term survival after surgical intervention is 25 to 50%. On-block spondylectomy has the best chance of local control with spinal lesions. With respect to complications, 50% local recurrence is common, and some newer evidence has shown that radiation with proton-photon beams may be beneficial for recurrence. Another complication to be aware of is loss of bowel/bladder function postoperatively. However, to preserve near-normal bowel/bladder function, try to preserve bilateral S2 nerve roots at least, or preserve unilateral S2, S3, and S4 nerve roots. A main concept is that if hemisacrectomy is performed, bladder and bowel function can be preserved/retained. According to the JAOS review article on this topic by Siuba et al., preserving at least one S3 nerve root will result in normal bowel and bladder function in most instances, whereas preserving at least one S2 nerve root will likely impair sphincter function but may result in limited urinary/fecal continence. Todd et al. Provide an additional retrospective study on bladder/bowel function in 53 patients who underwent sacrectomy. In this study, nearly 90% of patients undergoing unilateral sacrectomy had preserved fecal and urinary continence. They also found that preserving at least one S3 nerve root preserved bladder/bowel function in the majority of cases. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. First question. In planning resection of a sacral chordoma in a young man, near normal bladder and bowel function are expected if, and the choices are 1, bilateral S1 nerve roots are spared, 2, bilateral S1 and unilateral S2 nerve roots are spared, 3, bilateral L5 and unilateral S1 nerve roots are spared, 4, unilateral S2, S3, S4, and S5 nerve roots are spared, and 5, unilateral S3, S4, and S5 nerve roots are spared. So bowel and bladder function are controlled by the sacral nerve roots. Resection of a chordoma often requires resection of one or more of these nerve roots to achieve an adequate margin. To preserve near normal bowel and bladder function, both S2 nerve roots at least must be spared. Alternatively, if the tumor is predominantly on one side of the sacrum, preservation of the S2, S3, and S4 nerve roots on one side can yield near normal function. So the correct answer to this question is 4, unilateral S2, S3, S4, and S5 nerve roots are spared. And the final question, a 55-year-old man complaining of increasing problems with constipation undergoes a biopsy of a mass after a digital rectal exam reveals fullness. AP pelvis radiographs show a large lytic area in the sacrum. Biopsy shows physalliferous cells that appear soap-like. Immunohistochemistry is positive for keratin and S100. Following wide surgical resection, oncologic surveillance is necessary due to the high rate of which of the following? And the choices are 1, regional lymph node metastasis, 2, liver metastasis, 3, bone metastasis, 4, local recurrence, and 5, malignant transformation. So the clinical presentation is consistent with the sacral chordoma. These tumors have a very high local recurrence rate, and therefore close oncologic surveillance is necessary. To quickly review, chordomas are notoriously slow-growing tumors that often cause insidious symptoms of low back pain, constipation, and problems with sitting due to mass effect. Treatment is wide surgical resection, which is difficult due to the sacral location. Local recurrence is dependent on the surgical margins. Hewlin et al. Showed in a retrospective review that is level 4 evidence that 12 out of 16 patients had recurrent disease, 15 out of 16 had some bladder/bowel issue postoperatively, and 3 out of 16 were able to walk without an assistive device. Guo et al. Reviewed the clinical outcomes in another level 4 study of 50 patients who underwent sacrectomy for various reasons and found an association between S3 nerve root resection and bowel and bladder issues. That's all for this review about chordoma. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on iTunes. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.